have Will Peterson. Good morning, Will.
Morning, Ribo. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. A little chilly even inside the studio. It's a little drafty in here, but certainly nowhere near as cold as I would assume you guys are there in Kalispell.
Well, it was at 4 o'clock this morning, it was 41, and I can tell you it's now 37 degrees below zero, and I don't know if they can notice the difference, but I can also tell you that once they drop back down on the river, it's probably totally 40 below down there. But we've had 17 teams arrive into the Kalispell checkpoint. 5 of them have now left, and a bunch of other guys are getting up their dogs and getting ready to go. First team to arrive this morning at 4:18, Jesse Holmes, in his first K300. He arrived with 12 dogs, and he stayed his, 3 of his 6 hours of mandatory layover. And with corrected times, he was the first team out at 7:43. He dropped 1 dog and continues to lead the race right now. 5 teams out, then Jesse Holmes took 3 hours, left at 7:43. Brent Sasson at 7:49. He stayed 3 hours. Ray Reddington at 7:54. He stayed 3 hours. And then Wade Mars left at 8:45. He stayed 3 hours. And then the 5th team to leave left just a few minutes ago. Pete Kaiser left at 8:57. And Pete made 4 of his 6-hour layovers. And Pete left with 12 dogs. Quick dog count on these first 5 guys. Jesse Holmes dropped to 1, left with 11. Brent Sass kept his whole string of 12 dogs and left with 12. Ray Reddington dropped 1, left with 11. Wade Mars left with 11. He dropped 1 as well. And Kaiser left with his full team of 12 dogs. Quick bit of information there. When Wade Mars left the checkpoint, he took a wrong turn and instead of dropping down on the river, he started heading towards Lower Kalispell. It didn't take him long to turn around. I think he lost maybe 2 or 3 minutes. And in the K300, 2 or 3 minutes is fairly significant. So 5 teams out on the trail. The 5th team to arrive is Paul Gephardt at 4:53 this morning. And he could leave shortly. I think he might be staying another hour. He's telling me he's had a hard time keeping his fingers and feet warm this morning, but it's just a problem he has all the time. 6th position, Mike Williams Jr. came in at 5:16. Hugh Neff with 12 dogs arrived at 5:19 in the 7th position. And Wade Mars left and arrived in 8th position, but left in 4th position. The 9th team to arrive, Richie Beal at 5:29, and he'll be leaving right around 9:30, he told me. Randy Smith at 5:33, Tony Browning at 5:34 in 11th position. Jackie Larson, the 10 dogs he started with, arrived at 5:42. And then Ken Anderson in 13th at 5:43, arriving here in Kalispell. 14th position in this morning, Jeff King arrived at 6:04. And I just saw that he's got a wake-up call at 10, so he's hanging at least his four of his 6. Maybe he's going to stretch that up and take a 5-hour break here. We'll see. But he was an hour and 46 minutes behind the leader arriving here at Kalispell. 15th team to arrive here at 6:46 with 12 dogs, Jason Mackey, followed within seconds by Patrick Mackey. The time for him is also 6:46. Patrick dropped 2 dogs. He will drop 2 dogs when he leaves with 10. And then the last team to arrive, Isaac Underwood at 7:35. We're still waiting for the arrival of Rob Cook, Roger Lee, and Victoria Hardwick. And I suspect in this next hour, we're going to see a bunch of teams leaving Kalispell, heading up through Whitefish Lake, and then some 50 miles or so to So that's what's happening here. Jesse Holmes leads the race out of Kalispell at 7:43 with 11 dogs, and that's what's happening here in Kalispell on the K300 this morning.
Hey, I have a quick question for you, Will. I know that in the pre-race interview, Hugh Neff was complaining about a shoulder that he had dinged up while running dogs. Does that appear to be bothering him at all? Did he speak to that at all?
No, he hasn't brought it up at all. He's either hiding it or it's not bothering him.
Okay.
It's these guys are all in good shape. You know, it's cold out there, and as I think everybody knows, cold weather brings out the best in people and it also brings out the worst in people. But these guys are all in good moods. They're kind of laughing about how cold it is and bundling up and getting back out of the crowd.